Budget Day in London, angry coordinated protests and solidarity. Paula Mitchell, London Socialist Party Secretary. Four disabled activists were arrested as protesters were manhandled by police outside Parliament at lunchtime on Budget Day, Wednesday, 7 July. Politicians for the rich were protected by aggressive police lines, while they made decisions to hammer the poor. The abolition of the Independent Living Fund and changes to employment and support allowance are just the latest savage cuts meted out on disabled people. People have died as a result of cuts to disability benefits and sanctions. But far from being vulnerable, disabled people against cuts DPAC activists threw balls at Downing Street, to say #BALLS to the budget, blocked Westminster Bridge and unfurled an enormous banner across the river from Parliament. Four public sector union branches coordinated strike action on Budget Day. Bromley Unite and Unison, Barnett Unison and PCS at the National Gallery, all fighting privatization and defending trade union rights. These unions had planned a protest in Parliament Square and joined together with the DPAC protesters, showing the solidarity we will need on a national scale to defeat the Tories. Rally next to Parliament. Socialist Party member Glenn Kelly, Bromley Unison branch secretary, compared a rally in front of Parliament. Speakers from each of the strikes and from DPAC were joined by RMT executive member for London Transport, John Reid, to report on the massive coordinated strike action of four tube unions that was due to start later in the day. Youth Fight Austerity and TUSC representatives also spoke. Everyone agreed if we can coordinate like this on a local level, why can't the national trade union leaders coordinate in a one-day general strike? At tea time it was the turn of the heritage wardens to flex their muscles as they enforced the ridiculously anti-democratic bylaws relating to Parliament Square. No amplified sound, no tables, no paper selling, no fundraising, no distributing written material. You can hold your banners, we were told. Even Tory Westminster Council was more accommodating, and allowed us to set up a modest line of stalls on a specific piece of pavement. Arrival of Youth Fight Austerity. Nonetheless, protesters were undeterred as a few hundred gathered for the People's Assembly die-in. This protest was enlivened by the arrival of the brilliant Youth Fight Austerity contingent that marched to Parliament Square from Downing Street, only to immediately have its megaphone confiscated. An anti-austerity London mayor candidate will have to include fighting for the right to protest in their manifesto. Later, young people again blocked the road by Parliament. Socialist Party members and TUSC supporters also joined migrant workers at Sotheby's protesting at their ruthless employer. Cleaners have been banned from work after protesting for better sick pay. Budget Day was a declaration of war by this government of the rich. But it was met with a great day of action, brought to a conclusion by the start of the magnificent four union tube strike. Socialist Party members, TUSC supporters, youth protesters, trade unionists, we were all happy to end our day standing alongside the tube strikers at Paddington, London Bridge and elsewhere. As London ground to a standstill and the might of the organized working class was proudly on display, we felt the message to the Tory bully boys was clear.